Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, we're only on the second day of our new topic, Power Prayers. Now, as a matter of fact, if you think about it, prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, also spells prayers. So, through these lessons, I want you to learn how to be a power prayer that prays effectual, fervent, powerful prayers. So it's power prayers and power prayers. Oh, God is good, and our form of communication with Him is prayer. A lot of times we think in terms of prayer looking only a specific way, but it is our communication with our Father. We don't communicate with Him unless it is prayer. If we are praying, it is communication with Him. We want to learn how to make, first of all, to remember to pray. I've told you this several times, but I'll repeat it. A while back, the Lord said to me, He said, you talk a lot about the things that you want from me or that I'm going to take care of. I'm putting this in my words. He said, you do a lot of talking about that, but you don't do very much asking. And I thought at the time that that is the truth. Of course, if the Spirit's speaking, it's the truth. But we don't immediately sometimes see how it is the truth. But I immediately saw that. I'll say, well, that's a God job. That's something I say a lot. But do I actually ask God specifically? Do I apply the word to that prayer? Those are things that make those prayers effectual. You say, well, you know, is there some kind of unknown special way that only if you do that then prayers are answered? Well, it's not that it's difficult to be able to pray or to get a prayer answered, but there are definite formulas for answered prayer. Now, that's just the truth. And to be ignorant of it is keeping us from accessing all that God has provided for us. So we're not going to do that, right? Well, we only got one scripture in yesterday, but it's a good one. And that was the one in James about you have not because you ask not, and you ask and you don't receive because you ask with the wrong motive, or to just satisfy some desire that you have to be more comfortable, or something that the lust of your flesh, the lust of your eyes, pride of life, all those things associated with your flesh desire. The most powerful prayers, and we'll get into this later on, but I'll get a little ahead of myself right now. The most powerful prayers have to do with our placement in the will of God in terms of our life. I'm going to say that again. The most powerful prayers are connected and have to do with placing ourselves in the will of God for our lives. But I want to now turn to the scripture, three places at least, where Jesus Himself said, watch and pray. Now, watch, we know that the military sense of watch is you put a watchman out there for the purpose to see when the enemy is coming. So, therefore, by extension, how is that watch described? Well, it's being alert, attentive, on guard, focused. You get the drift? That's what watch is, being awake and ready to see. And then watch and pray. Because just being alert and attentive can wear you out. I'm just telling you the truth. Now, you know that I often mention the fact that we're living in these last days. That's the name of this website. And my own personal ministry is Voice of the Last Days Ministry. But if you're only watching and being on that level of alertness and watchfulness, and you're not praying, you're going to get burnt out. But if you couple the watchfulness with, and particularly this is a watchfulness in the spirit, because your flesh just can't see, but your spirit can. But if you couple the watchfulness with the prayer will increase the watchfulness. In other words, it will help you to see what you may not have otherwise seen, and also gives you comfort and strength. Comfort to face what you've got to face, strength to fight what you've got to fight, even endurance, to be able to endure what you need to endure. It is a gift from God that we're able to pray and that He hears our prayers. Matthew 26:41, Jesus said, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Now, I've brought the scripture to you many times. It's where He is praying before He is turned over to the authorities, before His crucifixion. And His disciples were very sleepy. They had eaten the meal, they were tired, and they fell asleep. And He came to them three times. "Are you still sleeping? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Unless you be overtaken. Unless you be caught off guard." Have you ever heard the terminology, or the phrase, rather, a sucker punch? That happens when you're not looking. That you're caught off guard. Like that old thing where it says your shoelace is untied, and when you lean down, you either hit over the back of the head or to come up underneath your nose and knock your nose. Just listen. The devil doesn't fight fair. He will do whatever he can to get you distracted, get you off guard. You're not watching. You're not praying, so that he can bring you into the temptation experience, rather than just presenting that experience out here and you have to deal with it. You enter into it, and now you're overwhelmed, and he wants to take you down. But you know what? Just like Jesus said to, now I am getting ahead of myself here, but I want to go ahead and put this in here because you need it. Jesus said to Peter, when he had warned him that he was going to deny him three times, he said, "But I've prayed for you, Peter, and when you return, you're going to have enough inside of you that you're going to be encouraged and establish the others." Oh, if you seek after the Lord, He's not going to let you be caught off guard. But if we're looking to everything else, we're distracted by everything else, our affections are on other things, then those sucker punches can come. In Mark 13:32-34, now here Jesus is referencing the end time, the time of His coming again. And He says, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." But here's what He says to them right on the heels of that. "Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is." So, as we're watching and praying that we not enter into temptation, here is another aspect of it, because we don't know when something might happen. And in this case, the coming of the Lord, we need to watch and pray, because that keeps us in tune with the Spirit of God and with Jesus Christ. It's all God. So that our spirit, even though we don't know intellectually, our spirit knows before He comes that the hour is near and we're looking for Him. Oh, I'm looking for Him right now, aren't you? Luke 21:34-36, again Jesus addressing the end times. He said, "But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down." This is the New King James Version. The Old King James says, "Lest your hearts be overcharged." You can't take it anymore. Have you ever overcharged a battery? It's ruined. It can't take one more thing. It has... too much has been put on it, and now it can't accept the charge anymore. It's overcharged. And here the New King James puts, "Let your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life." Oh, you may not be out partying and carousing. You may not be out drinking. I hope you're not. But you just may be stressed out with the cares of this life. Not only your own, if that's not enough, it seems all around there's trouble. Oh, it's this terror plot that's full, and that terror plot, and this. Thank God the terror plots are full. Now, I want to say this. Do you know why they're fooled? Not because we have such good undercover work or Secret Service work or even Homeland Security work, but because of the people that are praying for the United States of America. And that's just the truth. You know, the scripture that says, the watchman, unless the Lord watches the house, the watchman, talking about watch, the watchman wakes in vain. In other words, unless the Lord is with you, you can know the enemy is coming and still be overtaken. But oh, if he is with you, if he is watching for you, then we don't have to fear what man can do to us. And I thank God, I just want to have that witness right now. Thank God for every terror plot that has been foiled, because I know it's because of the prayers of the saints and for the angels and them speaking, the Holy Spirit speaking into people's ears and making things be shown forth. So I'm very glad about that. But you watch all that and you can begin to feel overwhelmed. Sense of dread and fear, of course. He said, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. What day? The day of trouble and the day of his coming. He said, for it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. You know, a snare is a trap. So that we're specifically addressing here the tribulation and the bad things that will be coming up on the earth. Don't tell me we're out of time. Oh, this is something, isn't it? I tell you, the way we can make time fly is just to do a wake-up call. He says, for it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Now, here's where his coming is referenced. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that are come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Some well-meaning, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Some well-meaning individuals say, oh, we don't preach escapism. We don't believe in escapism. Jesus did. Because he said, watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. So, praying, how could it be even more important in this, than this sense where you pray that you're able to escape the snare, the trap? No, we're not going to be trapped. We're not going to fall into the snare, because our Father is listening to us and we feel his heart and we know he's coming. We're looking for him, and we're going to be taken out of the worst of all that's coming. I want to ask you a question. Have you been kind of sleeping at the watch of your life? Kind of sleeping at the watch of your over your family, over your community, over your country? Do you not remember to pray for your country? For those that are in battle and fighting for us? Oh, I ask the Lord to forgive me for my slackness to not remember them more often, because prayer is power. Do you want to have the Lord show you today maybe the areas that you've been letting slide because you've kind of been nodding off spiritually? And maybe you already know you have been. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that your word is true. Lord, and you have said that if you do watch, then the house is kept. Lord, we don't want to watch alone, and at the same time, we also don't want to fall asleep and fail to watch and pray. Lord, forgive us for our prayerlessness. Father, we know that it's only you that has kept us safely. And Lord, we continue to pray for the safety and keeping of ourselves, our families, our homes, our communities, our cities, our states, our country. Oh, Father, all those that call upon your name. And for those, Lord, that walk in ignorance and darkness, that you bring a light and shine so that they may see, and also, Lord, escape the things that are coming upon the earth. We want to be able to rest in you, Lord, and we know that can only come when we're looking to you. I thank you that we can look to you because of the work of Jesus Christ, who has rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake. And it is in his name and authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, I know you've probably never done this, but have you ever had somebody say, you know, you're sleeping, and you say, I'm not sleeping, I'm just resting my eyes. Have you been resting your eyes spiritually? Oh, maybe it's time to quit resting your eyes and watch and pray. And remember this, that I am praying for you.